In the name of Jesus, amen. A portion of the gospel reading is the basis for our sermon today. Hear the word of the Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Jesus never asks his followers to do something that he does not equip them to do. In other words, if Jesus asks you to do something, he equips you to do that very thing. In today's gospel reading, Jesus tells his disciples, "Let not your hearts be troubled." So that means that's possible for them to do that. It would be possible for them to not have troubled hearts. Jesus does not tell them, "I will take away your troubles," or "your troubles are going to disappear." He tells them, "Let not your hearts be troubled." Don't be troubled in your heart. The context of these words, Jesus spoke them on Thursday of Holy Week. That was a day where many troubling things happened. And specific context of this is Jesus says these words just after he has predicted Peter's three-time denial. Certainly that would have troubled Peter. And that probably would have troubled the other disciples as well. If the bold and brash and confident Peter is going to deny our Lord three times, that certainly means something bad is going to happen. Jesus also spoke to the disciples of his departure and to a place where they would not be able to follow. That would have been troubling. These men left everything to follow Jesus. And Jesus knows that in a few hours, more troubling events will happen. Jesus will be betrayed, and by Friday morning, he will be crucified. And yet, on that night, Jesus tells them, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me." And then he goes on to talk about things that would have made very little sense to the disciples. Jesus said, "My Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I'm going." Now this goes right past the disciples. They are not tracking. They don't understand what Jesus is saying, and Thomas has the courage to ask the question. He says, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answers, "I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." There's the answer. There's the answer for troubled hearts. He's standing right there in front of them. The disciples' hope for truth, their desire for life, they're trying to find their way. It's not found in politics or even being religious. It's found, the answer is found in Jesus. It's found in Jesus, the very Son of God. Although the disciples were troubled by all that Jesus told them and all that was about to happen, God was still in control, and he would be in control even through the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Therefore, Jesus can say, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me." God does not take away trouble. He doesn't. When we read the book of Acts and the things that happened to the disciples and the Apostle Paul after the resurrection of Jesus, it is clear that Jesus does not take away the troubles of his followers. Jesus doesn't take away your troubles. Sometimes people, they go to church and they think, well, you know, if I just do the right thing, if I go to church, if I try to be more regular than in going to church, then God is going to take away my troubles, whatever the troubled area may be. Maybe it's, you know, in your marriage or in your family or in your finances or in your health. And we think, oh, if I just do the right things, God will take this trouble away. And they go to church, they try to do the right things, and then they discover their trouble doesn't go away, or their troubles get worse. And then, you know, if that's a person's attitude, they'll stop going to church. Because it just doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. Jesus doesn't take away our troubles. In fact, Jesus said himself, in this world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. In the book of Acts, we're told that Paul and Barnabas went about strengthening and encouraging the other disciples, telling them to continue in the faith and saying that through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God. James writes, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. Over and over and over again throughout the Bible, we hear not of God taking away our troubles and our difficulties and our hardships, but rather being with his people in the midst of them and leading them through their troubles, leading them through their difficulties, being bigger than the trouble. Jesus says, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. That means then that there is a choice to be made. When you find your heart or your mind is anxious or troubled, do you believe that Jesus is who he says he is or not? And you get to make that choice every day. There are all kinds of things to worry and be troubled about, and there always will be. And Jesus is not being dismissive of them or saying they're not a big deal. He's saying that he's a bigger deal. And he calls you to believe and trust in that. You are a sheep, not the shepherd. You are not the Lord of your life. Jesus is. You cannot make the sunshine or the rain fall. God does. And you cannot stop Jesus from loving you. He points to himself and he says, I am the way and the truth and the life. I'm the answer. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus. Jesus is with us in the midst of our troubles. And therefore, we need not let our hearts be troubled. We can be intentional about making that choice and say, God, I'm going to turn this over to you. Where we hear the words of the psalmist, Psalm 46, God is a refuge in our strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Psalm 23, a psalm that many of you know by heart. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Doesn't say I'm not going to be in the valley of the shadow of death. Nope, say I'm going to go there. I'm going to be in that valley, but I will not be afraid. Why? Because Jesus is with me in that place. Jesus goes through our troubles with us. Therefore, we can make the choice and be intentional about not letting our hearts be troubled. Jesus is a real person who walks with us through his real and powerful word. And you are to make the choice to believe that and ask for Jesus, help with that, and he will. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. And he does. Jesus never asks us to do something that he doesn't equip us to do and make possible for us. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in Jesus. In his name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord comes again in glory. Amen.